Here are some suggestions for the mindful walking meditation, if you choose to do this as part of your movement practice. Listen to this guidance before you do the walking meditation, and then at any time that you want to refresh your memory about it later on. After you've listened to this introduction, it's a good idea to immediately just practice a little of what we've been talking about, even if you haven't much room and can only walk a few steps. In life, most of us find ourselves walking at different times, and most of us can benefit from bringing more attention to the present moment when we walk, whether indoors or outdoors. Bringing attention to walking can transform what can just be a way of getting from A to B into a rich and nurturing experience. Often, we may have been rushing ahead of ourselves, our mind completely elsewhere, not in our bodies at all, on automatic pilot. We can change this by simply bringing our full attention to the process and sensations of walking, with awareness of the feet connecting with the ground and the body and moving through space as we walk, and also with awareness of what is around us as we walk, awareness of ourselves as part of our surroundings. And this can change the routine task of walking from A to B into a vivid and interesting experience, bringing more refreshment to the body and a greater degree of calmness to the mind. So you may decide to bring awareness to the process of walking when this is happening during your day as a mindful activity. As well as this, and as an alternative, if you're using walking as your present formal meditation practice, set aside about 30 minutes to be doing nothing but walking. In ordinary walking, we often have a goal or an aim. We're trying to get somewhere. In the walking meditation, there is no goal and no place to get to. The intention is simply to bring attention to the whole process of walking in this moment, in as mindful a way as possible. Bringing our full awareness to the body and to the mind, step by step whilst walking. Just as in the body scan, we are bringing full attention to the body when still, and in the sitting meditation, we are bringing full attention to the in-breath and the out-breath. So in the walking meditation, we bring full awareness to the movement of the body when walking and to the contact of the feet with the ground. It can be helpful to start by limiting attention to the movements of the feet and the legs and the sensation of the contact of the feet with the ground as you put each foot down, as the mind can be easily distracted by what you see and hear as walking. Then you can expand your attention to include movement and sensations in the whole body as you walk. And later, if you wish, opening attention to awareness of your thoughts and the sounds around you. Coming back to awareness of the body if you notice your attention drifting away. Although it is fine to do walking in different ways and at different speeds, a good way to start and to deepen into this practice is to choose a short path in a place that is quiet and private, if at all possible, about 20 or 25 paces long, or shorter if there's just not that space available. Between two easily recognisable objects, like a tree or a stone when you're outside, or two walls if you're walking indoors. Standing still at one end of your path and experience the body at rest. Notice when the intention to move arises, and then putting your mind fully into the movement of the body that follows this intention. It can be helpful to begin by moving very slowly, putting full awareness into the foot that is lifting off the ground, moving it through the air, and then touching the foot back down on the ground and feeling and noticing the sensations of the weight being transferred to that foot and the sensations as the foot begins to really connect with the ground. Then noticing and feeling as the other foot begins to lift off the ground, the movements in the foot, ankle and leg, as the foot moves forward, and the whole experience of that foot touching down and taking the body's weight and balance. To encourage the mind to stay in focus, you may find it helpful to coordinate the movements with the breath, although this is not necessary if you find it more helpful simply to observe the sensations of the body walking. If you want to try timing your movements with the breath, start with slow walking. While you're breathing in, lift and move one foot through the air, and then as you breathe out, place the foot down and put the weight into that foot, allowing the natural length of your breath to determine the speed of your walking. So each step takes one full breath. Slowly walking in this way to the end of your chosen path. Then stopping and experiencing the body at rest again. Noticing when the impulse to move occurs. Experience your body as it turns around. And then starting to walk back down the path. Anytime you notice that your attention has strayed, bringing it back in a firm and kindly way to the sensations in your feet and legs. As it becomes easier to pay attention to the movements of walking, you can try walking at different speeds. You might try breathing in one step and out on the next step, letting the body follow the breath and the mind follow the body. For a more relaxed walking speed, take several steps for each breath. With your attention fully focused on walking, you can let go and connecting walking and breath and allow yourself to rest in whatever you are experiencing in your body. You can also include awareness of thoughts without getting caught up in them. Walking back and forth along your path, you are likely to notice the mind having thoughts about all sorts of things, perhaps even making judgments about this activity, wondering whether you're doing it right or not. That's fine. Noticing the thoughts, just letting them be, as best you can. Noticing what the mind is doing as you walk. Bringing attention to that. Bringing your attention back to the sensation of walking any time your mind moves into past or future. Allowing the thoughts to go and bringing your attention back to the feet on the ground, the movement of the legs and body with each step, walking. And when you come to the end of the path, stopping and allowing the mind to let go, turning and pausing and connecting to the experience of standing here between movements, standing, breathing, with nothing to do and nowhere to go, trusting that the impulse to move and start will come again. Then, when an intention to move arises, just starting to walk, pausing, coming fully into the body, into the moment, each time you reach the end of the path and turn. So to sum up, any time that you are walking from one room to another, perhaps up and down stairs, with the dog, to work, you can bring your attention to your walking, the contact of your feet with the ground, immediately bringing yourself into the present, into this moment, and practicing mindfulness as part of your daily life. So suggesting now that you practice just taking a few slow, mindful steps in the way described, and then choose where you will make your walking path, whether inside or out.